This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, the guy said it, and here I am. I'm back, and I'm here with NFL trainer Tarik Maddox. Hey, Tarik, how you doing?
Hey, Jim, how's it going? Happy to be back.
Oh, listen, I'm glad to have you back. Thanks for going on hiatus for a week or so for us, but we really do appreciate having you back, and it's cold and flu season. And I know I'm violating every rule by being out on the town and working my buns off, drinking tons of coffee and tons of Gatorade just to keep vertical while I fight a cold. What am I doing wrong, Tarik?
Well, actually, Jim, you know, it is flu season, so this is the season to be clean, keeping our hands sanitized, wash with soap every other hour. So if you're working out, we need to try to prevent colds and germs as much as we can if you're going to be in the gym. But I would recommend staying away from the gym. If you do happen to go to the gym, make sure your station area, workout area is very clean. You're clean, and try to avoid contact with other individuals in the gym. Try to avoid shaking hands and hugging and all that stuff. You want to keep yourself away from people as much as possible, not to be, you know, OCD, but you know what I'm saying, Jim.
Sure. Now, Tarik, they give those little handy wipes that sanitize the machine, so I guess you should use those before you work out because you never know if the person before you had a cold.
That's right, and that's where a lot of colds are picked up, in the gym and fitness studios. And if I use a dumbbell, I have a cold, you pick it up, there you go, you have it. So if you're going to go to the gym, which I don't recommend doing this flu season, I recommend staying home in your backyard, in your living room, somewhere where you don't have to worry about tons of people with germs floating around everywhere, especially during the flu season, because you put your immune system in a compromised situation.
Now, we don't really work out in a gym anyway. We work out kind of in the field and on the track with all the different things that we do. You know, the only time I ever touch a handle on a machine is when I'm doing the elliptical or something. But let's say somebody's come down with a cold. Should they work out with that cold, or should they sit on the side? I've always wondered that, you know?
Well, Jim, there's ways of sweating a cold out of you, like, for example, going into the sauna or kind of beating the cold before it gets to you, running it out. But you want to sweat as much as possible. And number two, you want to stay hydrated as much as possible, or even chew on vitamin C tablets, drinking your OJ, your Gatorade, your apple juice. You got to stay hydrated as much as possible. Even if you feel a cold coming on, you got to start fighting it before it gets you completely.
All right. Now, I want to change topics a little bit on you, Tarik. The college football season's ending. I know that the agents are starting to call you to have you work their different clients out and get them ready for the NFL Combine. So
exactly.
What is it that you might do to help a young man get himself ready to participate in the NFL Combine? For instance, can you help somebody lower their 40 time?
Oh, exactly. That's what I do. That's what I specialize in. And I've been superior at that. Basically, you just want to do a full body assessment with that individual, just making sure he's healthy, number one. He doesn't have any serious conditions of injuries or whatever. And you want to kind of just assess him the proper way so he's prepared the right way for that 40.
What other types of things do you do? Agility drills, speed drills, strengthening drills? I'm sure you do that thing with the parachute, man.
All of that stuff is combined in a session. Some of it, some days we have to rest. Of course, rest and recovery. Rest is number one, recovery, stretching. When it comes to the exercising, you don't want to overtrain the player. You want to kind of give a slow introduction of the power, the speed, the explosiveness. You don't want to overtrain him too quickly, too soon, because then wear and tear sets in. And by the time it's time for him to run his 40, he gets hurt before he can even go out and perform. So it's a very serious approach in that type of situation.
So if you can help somebody be a little more agile or gain a little speed, move up a couple of rounds, that's a whole lot of money.
Oh, yeah, that's big time, Jim. That's serious. That's serious business. Yep.
Now, we've seen that Frank Gore, one of your clients, has really been doing terrific this year in the NFL, really being perhaps one of his most durable seasons. You work with him in the offseason. What are some of the tips that you can give our weekend warriors that you give Frank that help them avoid injury? And, oh, I might add, I've been working out with you for now 8 months, and I haven't had one day on the sideline injured.
That's right. Eating is very important, obviously. You don't want to go out and work out on an empty stomach because you put yourself in jeopardy of falling out or fainting or blood sugar levels dropping too low. and then your system is compromised. Your muscles and your workout is also compromised. So basically, eat something before you go out and work out. Warm up for 20 to 30 minutes, if so, if you're not in a rush during the workout. And, you know, it's a slow approach. You don't have to rush your workout. Take your time. Go out in the field, and you get that agility ladder, and you go to work.
Now, Tarek, here it's Thanksgiving. It's the fall. We've got listeners all over the country and all over the world, actually. And some of them are in places where it's cold up north now, and it's snowing, and they can't really go outside. What are some good tips that you can give people to stay healthy as the winter comes upon us?
Well, you want to stay warm. Got to keep your body temperature got to be warm. You don't want to get too cold because then your immune system is compromised. Again, you're easier to get sick or get the flu. So number one is stay warm, stay germ-free, and you got to exercise. You have to find your way into a gym, into your house, backyard, basement, wherever. If it's cold, you got to find some way to work out.
Now, Tarek, what's your favorite kind of at-home type of stuff? I mean, people do running, they do walking, but is there really something somebody can do at home? I mean, we use, like, the stability ball and the little, you know.
Yeah, definitely. There's tons of things that you can do at home. You can actually get a deck of cards, face cards, go in your living room. You don't have to run through the whole deck of cards. If you're okay with push-ups, you can do it. If you want to run through the whole deck, if you can. If not, you can run through a quarter of the deck or two-quarters of the deck. Every time you flip a card, if you flip a 7, you do 7 push-ups, and you wait 7 seconds. Flip a card, you flip a 10, you do 10 push-ups, you wait 10 seconds. You flip a 5, you do 5 push-ups, you wait 5 seconds, and so forth.
Wow, that's actually really kind of a fun kind of thing to do. Now, Tarek, just a couple more minutes. I've noticed that you run your camp down in South Dade, and I've seen some amazing results with some of the folks that you work out with down there, not to mention the fact that I had custom pants made this summer, and they already don't fit, thanks to you, brother, making my waist drop even. I didn't think that was really possible. How is it that you're able to help people burn fat that well?
I told you that we were going to do that, Jim, didn't I?
Yes, you did, and I'm stopping the ice cream now, man. I'm stopping, I promise.
Awesome. I'm very proud of you, Jim. But actually, you know, it's all about muscle confusion and consistency. If you're not confusing your muscles, you're not consistent, nothing's going to happen. So whatever you're doing, try to confuse the muscles as possible. You don't have to get too crazy. Keep it simple, like KISS, K-I-S-S. Keep it simple, silly.
All right.
And you want to be consistent. That's pretty much it.
All right. Now, how do people find you if they want to work out like an NFL pro?
Very simple. To follow me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox, or you can simply shoot me an email at TarekMaddox@yahoo.com. And I can easily reach through those two.
All right. Well, listen, man, I got to go, but I'll see you Saturday.
Awesome.